Stone is here.
We have a quorum, Madam Chair.
This is David John. I'm here too.
And Commissioner John as well. They're all identified on the list. So, all right. Welcome everyone to the July 23rd Education Pop. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Smith?
Present.
Commissioner Stone?
Here.
Commissioner Langille? Commissioner Brown? Commissioner Burke?
Here.
And Commissioner John?
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any members of staff that would like to identify themselves?
This is Jim Hammers.
Justin Vogel.
Don McDonney.
Don McDonney.
All right. Thank you all. Next on the agenda is to review and approve the July 23rd meeting agenda. Did anyone have any changes to this agenda? Not hearing any, can we have a motion and a second to approve this agenda?
I make a motion.
I've heard a motion and a second. All those in agreement to approve the meeting agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the meeting agenda is approved. Next, we have our May 15th meeting minutes. Did anyone have any changes to those minutes? Not hearing any, is there a motion and a second to approve the May 15th meeting minutes?
Motion to approve.
Okay, I heard a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the May 15th meeting minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The May 15th meeting minutes are approved. We have no pending accreditor application, so we'll move right on to the new courses. The first course that I see is course number 979.0, Advanced FBC, the role of the architect in slip, trip, and fall accidents online, as provided by AIA Florida and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael, can you tell us about this course?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a two-hour online course that will address the role of the architect in designing safe paths of travel and level changes that are ergonomically correct and code compliant. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pop comment on the course? Is there a motion and a second? Would someone like to move this?
Motion to approve, Smith.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second it.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 979.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 979.0 is approved. Next course is course number 971.0, Advanced Review FBC 2020, 7th edition, Mechanical Code Requirements for Intake and Exhaust Louvers, and that's provided by Air Distribution Consultants International, LLC, and accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that will review the Florida Building Code 7th Edition 2020 requirements for outside air louvers used for intake and exhaust applications. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that a method of evaluation was missing from the syllabus. As a result, I recommend conditional approval subject to a method of evaluation being added to the syllabus.
Is the provider or accredited on the call?
This is Commissioner John. I can't vote on this, obviously, but my... JC Code said they don't need the test because it's instructor-led.
A test is not required, but just a method, how you're going to evaluate the course is required, and that is in our rule language.
Okay, I will add that.
And I will talk to John to make sure that he's clear.
Okay. Is there any other public comment on the course? Is there any further pop comment on the course? Commissioner John, are you abstaining?
Yes.
On this vote?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Is there any other pop comment? All right. Is there a motion and a second for a conditional approval?
Motion by Burke.
Is there a second? I'll second it. All those in favor of conditionally approving course number 971.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? And we have one abstention. Next course, so the course is conditionally approved. Next course is course number 974.0 2020 Advanced FRSA Tri-Tile Manual 6th Edition Review. And this is provided by FRSA Florida Roofing Sheet Metal Air Conditioning Construction Association. Not sure. Accredited by, okay, good guess. Accreditor, JDB Code Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to assist contractors, inspectors, and design professionals in understanding and using the roof tile manual for designing and permitting roof tile systems. Attendees will also attend code compliance through proper use of tables for designing, permitting, and installing roof tile systems. This course will be taught through lecture, visual aids, and handouts, and will include a question and answer review session at the end of the presentation. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that a method of evaluation was missing from the syllabus. As a result, I recommend conditional approval of this course, subject to a method of evaluation being added to the course syllabus.
Okay, is the provider or the accreditor on the call to discuss the conditional?
Belcher here. We'll provide that.
Thank you, sir. Is there any other public comment on the course?
This is Mike Silvers with FRSA, and just to follow up with what Joe said, we will get that corrected.
Thank you very much. Is there any pop comment on the course?
Yeah, Chair, I have a comment. The course is excellent, but I understand the rules being that for an advanced course, it needs 50% related to the Florida Building Code. And I don't see anything really relating to the Florida Building Code other than the introduction slide.
May I answer that?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, the tile manual is a reference document to the code, and basically is outside of the HVAC is code for Florida because it's a reference standard.
Could I make a suggestion? Maybe put something in there that says it is related to the code.
This is Belcher. This is Belcher, the accreditor. The rule, the way it talks about the rule, it talks about the code or a statutory. This is referenced. It is a document that is referencing the code. It is quite an extensive document that is part of the code. Reference documents are part of the code. This does meet that criteria. Thank you.
Is there any further pop comment on this course? All right. Is there a motion and a second for a conditional approval?
Motion to approve, Smith.
Second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of conditionally approving course number 974.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Opposed.
I don't know what that was. Course number 974.0 is conditionally approved. All right. Next is course number 976.0, 2020 FBC and major changes in metal roofing. And this is also provided by FRSA and accredited by JDB Code Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to assist contractors, inspectors, and design professionals in understanding the updates for the 2020 Florida Building Code, 7th edition building, residential and existing building, roofing requirements for roof coverings, noting changes from the 2017 Building Code, 6th edition. Attendees will learn about ASCE 7-16 and how it affects the metal roofing portions of the code. After administrative review of this course, it was found that a method of evaluation was missing from the syllabus. As a result, I recommend conditional approval subject to a method of evaluation being added to the course syllabus.
Okay, does the provider or accreditor have any problems with that conditional?
No, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Is there any other public comment on the course? Is there any pop comment on the course? If not, may we have a motion and a second for a conditional approval?
A motion to approve, Smith.
Second, Burke.
Okay, and this is all those in favor of a conditional approval, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 976.0 is conditionally approved. Next, we have course number 970.0. This is 2020 Advanced Building Code, 7th edition, Accessibility Internet, provided by Titan Continuing Education and accredited by Bill Dunbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that will examine the current 2020 version of the code and the most recent changes where they did occur. In a few instances, where the original content is needed to help explain the intent behind a change, an overview of the appropriate sections of the 2010 ADA standards for accessible design will be provided. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pop comment on the course? Is there a motion?
Move approval, Stone.
Thank you. Is there
second.
A second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 970.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 970.
Madam Chair, well, of course, we'll review results. I recommend conditional approval. It was found that the online of the online quiz with identified correct answers being added to the course materials and reviewed.
Thank you. Is either the provider or accreditor on the call to address a conditional approval? All right, is there any other public comment on this course? Is there any pop comment on the course? Is there a motion for conditional approval?
I make the motion, this is David John.
Thank you, is there a second?
Second, Bert.
Thank you. All those in favor of conditionally approving course number 962.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 962.0 is conditionally approved. Next, we have course number 958.0, Advanced Building Code, Florida Building Code, Building Summary, Internet, and this is provided by Nora, and it's accredited by Stay Safe Enterprises. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide knowledge of the changes in the Florida Building Code to all design professionals, contractors, and all construction professionals. The course will provide participants with 1 hour advanced training on the Florida Building Code building summary. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the course was accredited using the sixth edition of the Florida Building Code, and the validity regarding the choice of accreditor who reviewed the content was questionable. After discussing these issues with the provider, he agreed to remove this course from further action. As a result, I recommend that any action taken regarding this course be deferred until the next scheduled EDPOC meeting.
Okay, is either the provider or the current accreditor, do they have any comment on a deferral? Okay, not hearing any. Yes, sir, go ahead. Was that a motion? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there a second for a deferral?
Second, Bert.
Thank you. All those in favor of deferring course number 958.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 958.0 is deferred to the next meeting. Next, we have course number 954.0, 2020 Advanced LSA Tri-Tile Manual 6th Edition Review Internet. And this is provided by FRSA, and it is accredited by JDB Code Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that is designed to assist contractors, inspectors, and design professionals in understanding and using the Roof Tile Manual for designing and permitting roof tile systems. Attendees will also attain code compliance through proper use of tables for designing, permitting, and installing roof tile systems. The FRSA Tri-Tile Manual is an FBC reference standard. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that no mention was made of a course evaluation in the syllabus, even though an exam did exist with the course material. It should be stated how the course would be evaluated in the syllabus. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay. I found the same. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pop comment on the course?
Would this be a conditional approval or just approval?
I think we're going with approval.
Yeah, I'm recommending approval, but I will get with the provider just so they'll mention it in the syllabus. Because
move
it
move approval, Stone.
Is there a second?
Smith, second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 954.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 954.0 is approved. Next course is 955.0, 2020 Advanced FBC and Major Changes in Metal Roofing Internet. This is provided by FRSA and accredited by JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that is designed to assist contractors, inspectors, and design professionals in understanding the updates for the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th Edition, building residential and existing building roofing requirements for roof coverings, noting changes from the 2017 Florida Building Code 6th Edition. After an administrative review of this course, it was found, again, that no mention was made of a course evaluation in the syllabus, even though an exam did exist with the course materials. It should be stated how the course would be evaluated in the syllabus. Otherwise, I found no issues, and again, recommend approval.
Okay, is there any public comment on this course? Any pop comment? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve, Smith.
I'm sorry, I unmuted. I wanted to make a comment.
Yes, sir.
I looked at the syllabus, and I couldn't get it to match the course. I don't know if anybody else had the same issue, but it's an excellent course, but I just wanted to know if the syllabus needed to be updated.
Michael, do you have any comment on that? Honestly, I don't remember.
I'm looking right now, and Commissioner John, when you mean match the course, what do you mean?
I opened up the syllabus and compared it to the material outline, and there was a bunch of slides that weren't in that syllabus.
Sometimes they don't match exactly, and we've let that go simply because that might become a little too nitpicky if every slide is not accounted for as far as the outline and or the timeline.
Yeah, Mike, I have no issue with the course. I just was commenting that the syllabus doesn't look like it matched. But if you're saying that's okay, I would approve the course.
Yes, that's okay.
Okay, and I'm sure that the provider and the accreditor are on the call and they can take note of that for the future. Is there a motion and a second on course number 955?
I'm sure you had a motion.
I do have a motion. Do we need a second?
We need a second.
Thank you. All right. We now have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving course number 955, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 955 is approved. Next, we have course number 956.0, 2020, Advanced FBC and Major Changes in Low-Slope Roofing Internet, provided by FRSA and accredited by JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that will assist contractors, inspectors, and design professionals in understanding how AFCE 7 has changed from 2005, 2010, and 2016 edition. Attendees will gain an understanding of design consideration for projects based on the new requirements of AFCE 7-2016. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that no mention was made of a course evaluation in the syllabus, even though an exam did exist with the course material. Again, it should be stated how the course will be evaluated in the syllabus. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pop comment on the course? Is there a motion and a second, please?
Motion to approve, Smith.
Is there a second?
Second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 956.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 956.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 957.0, 2020, Advanced Florida Building Code 7th Edition. This is, again, provided by FRSA and accredited by JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that will provide attendees with updates for the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th Edition building, residential and existing building roofing requirements for roof coverings, noting changes from the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th Edition. Attendees will learn about ASCE 7-16 and how it affects the roofing portions of the code. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that no mention, again, was made of a course evaluation in the syllabus, even though an exam did exist with the course material. It should be stated how the course will be evaluated in the syllabus. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pop comment on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
Motion to approve, Smith.
Is there a second?
Second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 957.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 957.0.
No issues and recommend approval, although they do need to update the course description in the BCIS. The course itself was updated.
All right. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any pop comment?
Yes, I have a question. If you look at the course, it's has like a written course and then it's got a PowerPoint presentation. I'm just curious why they have both.
I can't answer that, Commissioner. I know that there's a couple courses like that. I think what they did was they used the first part as the base document, and then the second part is the actual PowerPoint that they used. But everything matches. I checked it.
Is the provider on the call? Okay. Commissioner John, do you have any further comment?
Yeah, I wonder if they should have the text part and the PowerPoint, or should they delete the text part and have the PowerPoint presentation. I do like the course. There's no issue on the course itself, but I'm just wondering what is the correct thing to present.
Perhaps the text part is what's going to be the handout to the class.
I think so, and also the test is part of the first part, the final exam, of which the PowerPoint does not have the exam.
Mike, as long as you're okay with it, I think that makes sense to me, but I just haven't seen it before.
Okay, well,
I think it's fine, Commissioner.
Okay, with that said, is there any other POC comment? Is there a motion for approval?
Move approval, Stone.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Smith.
Second, Smith.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 686.2, please say aye.
Aye.
Any
that will become effective with the implementation of the 7th edition Florida Building Code, specifically in the area of Florida Accessibility Code for Building Construction as required under the 7th edition of the Florida Building Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues or recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve, Smith.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 658.2, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 658.2 is approved. Next, we have course number 937.1, 2020 Advanced Training, Florida Energy Conservation. This is provided by Gold Coast School of Construction, Inc. And the prior accreditor was Contractors Institute, Koenig Enterprises, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course designed to help construction industry professionals stay up to date on items related to the Florida Energy Conservation volume of the Florida Building Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any POC comment? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve, Smith.
Thank you. And a second?
Second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 937.1, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 937.1 is approved. Next, we have course number 949.1, 2020 Advanced Training, Florida Energy Conservation, OL, I assume that's online, provided by Gold Coast School of Construction, Inc. Prior accreditor is Contractors Institute, Koenig Enterprises, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that is designed to help the construction industry professionals stay up to date on items related to the Florida Energy Conservation volume of the Florida Building Conservation. The course consists of lecture, PowerPoint, and class activities. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 949.1, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 949.1 is approved. Next, we have course number 661.2, 2020 7th edition, Advanced Florida Accessibility Code Overview, Internet version. And this is provided by Gold Coast School of Construction, Inc. And the prior accreditor was JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that gives an overview of the key components of the Florida Accessibility Code and the changes that became effective with the implementation of the 7th edition Florida Building Code, specifically in the area of the Florida Accessibility Code for building construction as required under the 7th edition of the Florida Building Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any pop comment? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 661.2, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 661.2 is approved. Next we have 660.2. This is 2020 7th edition Advanced Florida Accessibility Code Overview. This is provided by Gold Coast School of Construction, Inc. And the prior accreditor was JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
And this is a one-hour instructor-led course that gives an overview of the key components of the Florida Accessibility Code and the changes that became effective with the implementation of the 7th edition of the Florida Building Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Okay, I have a note here about a method of evaluation. Did I just miss it?
On 660.2?
Yes, sir.
Let's see here. Yes, they had an older version of the syllabus. The version okay. Underneath, looking at it, it says evaluation of the course.
Okay, perfect. All right. Is there any other pot comment? Is there a motion for approval?
Motion to approve, Smith.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 660.2, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 660.2 is approved. Next course is course number 896.1, a sensitivity training field trip and advanced building code course FPC accessibility 7th edition. And this is provided by American Society of Landscape Architects Florida chapter. And the prior accreditor was Larry M. Schneider AIA. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course. As designers of outdoor environments such as parks, riverwalks, urban plazas, and campuses, and as participants on interdisciplinary design teams, it is imperative that landscape architects be knowledgeable of ADA standards in their application. Attendees receive a guide to navigating the accessibility requirements using wheelchairs and sight-reducing glasses. The attendees will have a sensitivity field trip to emphasize the effects of built design to those with accessibility challenges. After an administrative review of this course, it was found numerous times that in both the syllabus and course materials, older versions of the Florida Building Code were referenced. All of those references should be changed to the most recent 7th edition 2020 of the Florida Building Code. As a result, I recommend conditional approval of this course subject to the older reference versions of the Florida Building Code being changed to the 7th edition of the Florida Building Code.
Okay, is the provider on the call? Okay, is there any other public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course?
I have a question for Michael. I don't see the material on syllabus. I don't see a timeline or any of the other documents. Is that going to be required?
I didn't understand what you're saying, Commissioner.
He asked if there was a timeline. He did not see a timeline.